Really, the last day of camp, we've had, obviously, we had great fan support. We've had great weather. We've been able to operate each and every day to the max and execute the plan of what we wanted to get accomplished in training camp, moving people around, getting our offense installed, having to go up against a terrific defense each and every day, seeing our young players develop a lot of good things. Today you saw a little bit different type of practice. It would be more like a Friday practice at Halas Hall, where we wouldn't be padded up. We were in shells. You didn't see them finishing across the field, or they'd be saving their legs for the game. We quick whistle, as you saw, but still a full speed practice. Our communication again was very good today, both sides of the ball. Again, as I look at the practice overall, it was competitive in tight spaces. The turnovers again were something that I always pay attention to. I love it as the head coach. I'm disappointed when it happens from an offensive standpoint, obviously. So it's something we just got to continue to work on, taking care of the football. It's training camp, it's practice, and we don't want to see it any time. But that's why we're here, to get better and to clean up our football. And we're going to fail during practice, and how we respond to me is, as I've said before, is the most important thing. Well, number one is the way our veteran players on both sides of the ball have performed, whether it's Roberto Garza on the offensive side, the development Alshon Jeffries over camp. You know, Matt's been solid. And then defensive side, the veteran core of guys, and we've got a veteran-oriented defense already. And then the young players, you know, watching Kasim and Jonathan work, Jordan Mills, Cornelius, you know, getting better, CJ growing, you know, some of those young guys in terms of their development over camp. And then the way our players, and specifically offensively, have worked in learning the offense, the language of the offense, and I think their focus has been very good. We played the whole game last week offensively without a pre-snap penalty, in the noise, in silent count, and multiple snap counts, so that's a positive thing. But just the work ethic of the team, I think, was built. And, you know, we got a chance to have a real strong backbone. It won't be the same team as was last year, but we think it can be better. We're working to be better, and that's a good thing. And that's all we've tried to do each and every day. I think the players have cooperated, and we're excited to get back to Soldier Field. And I'm sure a lot of us are excited to get back home and see our families. You know, I do. I think they've grown each and every day. They've made mistakes, as young guys do, and we haven't decided how we're going to play, and we will by the end of the day. But they're going to get significant work again, and they'll have the opportunity to play some against San Diego's ones. I don't know how much. At least anticipating it right now, that may change by the end of the day. But you know, we're excited about what they've done, and we're looking forward to. We see it every day against some of the best defensive linemen in the league. We're excited to see how that transitions over to Soldier Field on Thursday night. Well, I think every professional player needs to know why we're doing things. It's, you know, we're not going to answer them because that's the way we do it. We're going to try to. They expect to know why, and I think that's part of. I think we're dealing with Generation Y, you know, WHY. We really are, and I think a professional player needs to have those answers. And so whether it's Jay and quarterbacks asking questions or anybody, you know, we try to give them an explanation that's built on common sense and in the best interest of the team. He's extremely important, and you can see the way, you know, those of you who have been out here to watch practice, he's been consistent from the start of practice to the end. He's a very hard worker, very smart, and obviously a dimension that we'd love to have, and we're looking forward to see. You always want to see points. That would be number one. We want to score. For the time we're out there, we hope we will. We're going to do everything we can to do that. Just consistency, getting out of the huddle, a physical at the line of scrimmage. You know, winning the line of scrimmage is always the first part of it. You know, getting Matt a few carries to make sure he's comfortable running again. He got a very, very few shots, obviously, last week, so we'll try to do a little bit more with him and give our guys a chance to pass protect and throw the ball up the field a little bit. Well, I think it's a good question, number one. I think that practice enables a fan and somebody to see the passion that we have out here for the game. But when I'm out there working during a game, I'm trying to focus on the game and managing the sideline and managing the game. And I just try to handle that in the way that's most comfortable for me. I don't think sideline demeanor is necessarily descriptive of somebody's passion or what's going on in the headsets, you know. So I guess I'll just leave it at that.